William Bennett, the former Education Secretary and Drug Enforcement Director, has acknowledged that he has engaged in high-stakes casino gambling. Bennett said he's followed the law regarding his winnings and losings and his losses, but he's promised to stop gambling to avoid setting a bad example. Commentator John Ridley, who's been known to frequent a few casinos himself, doesn't understand what the fuss over Bennett is all about.
Why is everybody all over poor Bill Bennett? Now that the moralist and author of the Book of Virtues has been outed as a heavy gambler who's lost, according to Newsweek and the Washington Monthly, upwards of $8 million over the last decade, people are treating him like he's some kind of a degenerate. As a fellow gambler, although not one who's lost $8 million, let me just say nothing could be further from the truth. First of all, Bennett wasn't rolling bones in some floating backroom craps game. He was gambling in Las Vegas. Everybody knows that Vegas, with its pirate shows and flamboyant magicians, is a family destination. Sure, kids aren't allowed onto casino floors, same as minors aren't allowed to buy booze and smokes, but that doesn't mean gambling is a bad thing. It just means Vegas cares. And gambling, in one form or another, is perfectly legal in 48 of the 50 states. Bennett wasn't breaking the law. At least not man's law. And as far as breaking God's law, sure, 1 Corinthians 15:33 preaches against evil companionships which corrupt good morals, and in 1 Thessalonians 5:22, Paul teaches to abstain from the appearance of evil, but I'm sure Bennett just likes to think of the Bible as a loose guide for living your life instead of, you know, a scripture or something. Kind of like how I watch Dr. Phil, but I don't live Dr. Phil. The thing that really ticks me off is that people actually seem to believe these so-called news magazines' claims that Bennett lost millions of dollars pumping hard count into the slot machines. Bennett says he's come out about even over the years, despite the fact that gambling is a negative expectation activity, and the more you play, the more you lose. But if Bennett says he's even, he's even. If there's one thing I'd absolutely double down on, it's the fact that gamblers aren't liars. We might be more prone to alcoholism, domestic abuse, financial and marital problems, but we're not liars. We just bluff a little. And Bennett didn't lose the milk money, for crying out loud. Really, he didn't. He said he didn't. $8 million, yeah, but there's money for milk. Probably not much left over for charities or philanthropic organizations, but we got milk. So really, Bennett's gambling is a victimless vice, no different than growing your own pot and smoking it in the privacy of your home. But now, thanks to the persnickety moralists who are always judging people's character by their actions, Bennett's had to come out and announce he will no longer gamble. You can almost hear the collective wail of every casino host on the strip. But the reality is, a right guy like Bill Bennett probably would have given up gambling on his own, even if he hadn't been publicly outed by a couple of national magazines. So, show's over, folks. Elvis has left the building. Could we please stop picking on Bill Bennett for his moral lapses and let him get back to picking on us for ours?
The comments of John Ridley, a Hollywood writer and director and author of the new science fiction thriller Those Who Walk in Darkness. His comments were recorded by member station KNPR in Las Vegas.